Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's
welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to check out all of their wonderful pet solutions for both inside and outside your home. Speaking of Invisible Fence, we have Rebecca Murray with us today, as well as some other callers. We have Austin Gates, the executive director of NOAA, a local shelter, as well as Lauren Glickman, the executive director of the Feral Cat Project, and they're going to share their experiences with Invisible Fence, both for cats and dogs. So I'm really looking forward to hearing about their stories. And we have actually have Rebecca with us right now, so we're going to bring her on. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Julie.
Thanks for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So now, what is your role in the company Invisible Fence Northwest?
Well, I guess the question is, what isn't my role? I feel like I do so many things. I've worked for the company for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Started out as a consultant. Actually started out as a customer.
Mm.
I hired Invisible Fence Northwest to put an invisible fence in for my two dogs. One of them I had just gotten from a shelter the week before, Molly, who is still with me,
mm-hmm.
and Max, who is also still with me. So they're senior dogs at this moment. And I was so impressed with the company and how they worked with me being a very, very emotional pet owner when it comes to my own pets. You know, my customers, I can appreciate how concerned they are when I work with them because I've been there. This is something I didn't have any knowledge of. It's an invisible thing. How does it work? But the primary thing was I wanted to keep my pet safe. And the way that the trainers worked with both Max and especially Molly, being a shepherd and just having come from a shelter,
mm-hmm.
she was a very, very sensitive girl. And they were so gentle and kind with her and when I expressed my concerns about how they work with me. So I called them about 2 weeks later and asked them if they had an opening and went down for an interview, and I was working with them just a few weeks after that. So
oh, great.
I started off as a consultant, then transitioned into training, so I did both of those things, and now I also have added some marketing aspects to my position.
Mm-hmm. And I've been talking about various products on the show. I mentioned a product that is like a portable solution where you can go, like if you have an RV, and then you can go and like set it up around your RV site and have like a little portable invisible fence for your pet, which is super cool.
Really?
Indoor and outdoor solutions. And also something that I wasn't aware of myself until recently was that Invisible Fence, you also have solutions for cats,
right.
And we're going to hear more about that as when we bring on Lauren later in the show, the director of the Feral Cat Project, because she has an Invisible Fence for her cats.
For her four cats.
Yeah, four cats.
Yep.
So we have Austin Gates, who is the executive director of NOAA, who's called in, and she's going to share her story and her experience with Invisible Fence. And then we also, too, later in the show, have some pretty cool giveaway. Well, a giveaway and then a special Thanksgiving coupon, which is huge. So
yes, it is huge.
We'll be sharing that later as well. But let's bring on Austin, who is the executive director of NOAA. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Julie.
Thanks so much for taking the time to call in today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Now, will you first tell us a little bit about NOAA Animal Shelter and the work that you do there?
Well, NOAA is an animal adoption center and spay-neuter clinic. We're a little bit north of Everett. We're in Stanwood. And we rescue animals from overcrowded shelters, and then we put them for adoption at our facility. And we also have a fabulous spay-neuter clinic that's open to the public, and we're open 7 days a week, and we do surgery 7 days a week. And we've been open about 8 years now, and we've rescued over 9,000 animals from shelters, and we've done over 34,000 spay-neuters.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're very, very proud of that and really helping to stop the euthanasia of dogs and cats in Northwest Washington. So we're very, very proud of that. I'm the executive director, and I've been here for 10 years since this facility was just a bunch of blackberries. So,
excellent. And so you go to shelters and take pets or take animals from the shelters and then bring them to your shelter and then adopt them out from there?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's great.
Yeah. Right now we have about 20 partner shelters that we take animals from. And just this last year in 2010, we've added 10 more partner shelters as we have extended our range of the shelters that we help.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic news that right here in our general area, there are no more healthy or treatable dogs being euthanized in this area. We're able to rescue all of them from shelters before they're euthanized and put them up for adoption. So we've been able to extend our borders, and we're now getting animals from Tacoma, Tri-Cities, the other side of the mountains. So we're really very happy that we'll be able to help so many.
Mm. And you are also a shelter partner of Invisible Fence.
Yes.
And all of the shelter partners are listed at the bottom of the homepage. So all the listeners can go to InvisibleFenceNW.com and just scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see shelter partners.
Mm-hmm.
And NOAA is one of those shelters, and you can just click on that whole bar, and it'll bring up a list for all the links and information about both NOAA and Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project, and then some other shelter partners as well. So,
mm-hmm.
And your website is thenoahcenter.org.
Correct.
And that's NOAH center.org.
Correct.
So now you have a Chihuahua?
I have a little Chihuahua mix. Yes, I do.
And who has a Invisible Fence?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
So share a bit about your experience and her experience with the Invisible Fence.
Well, as any proud mother, I have the smartest dog in the world.
Of course.
So I have a very unique yard. I have a large yard. But it's very unique in its terrain, and it really didn't lend itself very well to me putting any fence in.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, my house is up for sale, so I didn't really want to put a whole bunch of money into a fence that I was then going to walk away from. So one of the great things about Invisible Fence is you take it with you. So I really like that feature in it. And, you know, this little dog, since I got her, it's the first little dog I've ever had, and she follows me everywhere. But when I was go out to my garage, I'd have to put her on a leash, or I'd have to leave her in the house. And when I'm doing yard work, she couldn't come with me, and she was miserable all the time. So I thought, I'm going to try Invisible Fence, and I called Rebecca, and she responded immediately. She is so fabulous. She comes immediately to your rescue, and came out, and we got the appointment to get the fence in. The gentleman that came out and installed was incredible. It was one of the hottest days of the year, and he worked nonstop out there all day, and he was so good. And they got the fence installed in a day. Rebecca came a few days later and did one training session, and she was done. And now she just, I can go to the garage, she goes with me, I can leave my door open, which is so wonderful, because I just like to have my doors open and my windows open, and now she can just come and go, and I have complete peace of mind. So it's just been a fabulous experience.
Yeah, something that is so nice about the Invisible Fence Solutions is that it not only gives the people more freedom and ease, but also the animals.
Right. So she can come with me, and she can just hang out. And
yep.
Yeah, yeah. And we have, I don't know if Rebecca shared with you, but one of the other staff member here at NOAA, Kristen, she adopted a dog from NOAA, and he is a very bad boy. he's very smart, but she was having real troubles with him. He was jumping her 6-foot fence, and she couldn't keep him in. He was going through windows, opening windows, going through doors, jumping up onto the kitchen counter. I mean, just sort of a wild child. And she was really struggling with him.
Oh.
And she called Rebecca, and Rebecca went there the same day. Again, her incredible response time. And she's now able, she has gotten an invisible fence for Bruce Lee, is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And now he can go in the front yard and the backyard. She doesn't have to worry about him jumping out. And, you know, he doesn't really care for other dogs. So now she doesn't have to worry about him getting loose and getting in a dog fight. And he doesn't get in the counter and the kitchen counters anymore. So that's a real plus.
Yeah.
So it's just been an incredible solution for Bruce Lee, which, you know, he probably would not have been able to stay in a home or would have gotten into trouble where, you know, with him running loose. So
yeah,
it's really saved his life, literally.
And you probably see that a lot where animals that end up in shelters, I know a lot of the time it's because of behavioral problems, you know, training issues, oftentimes that can be resolved with the right tools.
Right.
But
right.
People just don't have the resources or know where to go to get the right kind of help that's going to give them the results that they need in order to keep the pet.
Right.
So it really helps to actually keep dogs, probably more so dogs than cats, but both, I would say, you know, out of the shelters and in homes successfully.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And yep. Now, Rebecca, is there a picture of Bruce Lee on the website still, Invisible Fence NW?
Yes, he's featured on the homepage, actually, leaping over the fence that Austin was referring to. And then also, if you click to read more, you'll see him safely contained in his yard with his Invisible Fence brand collar proudly displayed.
There he is. Read the adventures of Bruce Lee. Yeah, look at him go. He is actually at the top of a fence, a very tall-looking fence.
You know, when I took that picture, it was right before I worked with him to help him not jump the fence. So I was on one side of the fence with Kristen, and I said, you know, I feel really bad doing this, but I've got to get a picture of how he just gracefully and with such ease leaps over this fence so that we can have the before and after shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce was happy to oblige.
Yeah.
Twice, in fact. I took the one picture, and I wasn't satisfied with it because I was a little too far, and I go, okay, take two. So we did it again. And I said, okay, sorry, Bruce, honey.
Yeah.
Just reinforce the behavior that we're going to stop.
Right.
But now I'm going to help you stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's so
he
cute.
He was great. He's
yeah.
Such a character, that dog.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have some more great stories about Invisible Fence, testimonials, and we're also going to do a great giveaway, so we'll talk about what that is when we come back from break. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. You got a feeling. It's electric. Ooh, it's shocking. It's electric. Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Dene, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. We are back with Rebecca Murray with Invisible Fence Northwest and Austin Gates, Executive Director of NOAA. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, Austin, what does NOAA stand for?
It stands for Northwest Organization for Animal Health.
All right, excellent. So now we were just talking about your little female chihuahua, whose name is Daisy Duck.
Yes.
Very cute. Now, how old is Daisy?
She's about 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So one thing that you had said that I really connected with, and I know that I've, in my work with training and behavior, I've had clients talk to me about how they want to be able to be out in the front yard, you know, do some weeding, do some gardening, and just be out in the yard where it's not fenced in with a physical, you know, wooden fence, and just be able to have the dogs out there. And one thing that you said that I just really connected with was that you can walk out of your house, go into your garage, get whatever you need, and then, you know, go out into the yard, and Daisy's able to just accompany you freely.
It seems like something so simple, but before I had the fence, I when I was doing yard work, I got a 6-foot leash, mm-hmm. and I tied it to my belt, and then she would follow, you know, so she could be with me because she likes to hang out with me. So she would be on this leash, and then, you know, I would be walking, and I'd have to run to the garage, and she's dragging behind me, and it just it was just no fun for either one of us. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's so wonderful now that she can just go with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't have to worry. She was, you know, when I first got her, she didn't know who I was, you know, and when she did get off the leash, she would not come back.
Yeah.
And I would just have to wait for her to come back from the woods. And so this has just solved so many problems
mm-hmm.
with us, and given her freedom that she's not being, you know, called all the time, Daisy, 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 come here. You know, she's just free to just sniff and do her little dog thing.
Mm-hmm. I just recently interviewed Ted Carasotti, who's the author of Merle's Door.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of that book, but it's a really wonderful book, and he has a new book out about his new dog. But he lives in Wyoming, I think, and he's a kind of a mountain man and goes and is hiking and skiing and kayaking and, you know, all the time. And he has this dog that has this wonderful life with him in the outdoors. And one thing we were talking about was that, and I know I feel this way, I have two cattle dogs and a dachshund, and that we just ache for the, you know, the experience of being able to be out in open space together.
Right.
And it's hard to find that in a city. You know, we live in Seattle, and we either have to go out, you know, and take them herding or take them out on a trail, which requires driving, you know, usually a fair distance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice, even with, you know, with the yard around your house, to be able to give that to your pets, to give them that freedom and kind of live more naturally together.
Right.
Rather than only being able to be outside on leash all the time.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like me, just having my door open in the summertime, my door's just open.
Mm-hmm.
And Daisy just comes and goes.
Yeah.
Which is that great freedom that I'm so glad that I can have for her.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us. And and again, Austin is the executive director of NOAA, Northwest Organization for Animal Help. It's a local shelter. They do animal adoption and have a spay-neuter center. And they take pets from shelters and adopt them out from their organization to prevent euthanasia. So thank you so much for the work that you do up there.
Thank you very much, Julie. And thank you, Rebecca, with the Visible Fence. It's a wonderful solution, and it helps countless
Likewise,
animals.
And if anybody wants to see a beautiful picture of Austin and her gorgeous Daisy Duck, you can go to our website and click on testimonials, and there they are.
Okay. Thanks, Julie. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, there she is. What a cute little chihuahua.
I know, isn't she?
Yep. So that's InvisibleFenceNW.com, and there's a testimonials tab at the top, and you can just click on that. And then also just below Austin's testimonial is Lauren Glickman's testimony, and we'll bring her on in just a few minutes. Now, Rebecca, you have some pretty special things today. We have a great giveaway for a caller today on the show.
Yes.
Tell us what that is.
Well, and I happen to have these for both of my dogs. That's a Night Eyes Spotlit. It's a small LED light that's attached to a stainless steel clip. It can go on a dog's collar. And you just press it with your fingertips, and it can either just glow subtly or it can blink. And so these days when it's starting to get dark at 3 or 4 and you need to let your dogs out to go potty, I live out in the country, I just like to be able to see them where they are outside. I'm not worried about them going too far, of course, because I have the invisible fence, but I just like to see them out there. And when I'm walking and it gets dark, it allows people to see me. And so we're going to give away one of these, and we just got a new color in called Disco.
Ooh.
So instead of just being one color when it flashes, it changes through all different color schemes.
Cool.
So we're going to give away one of those to one of your callers.
Okay. And so this is something that attaches to the collar, did you say?
Yeah, it attaches to any dog collar. It can even attach to a key ring. It can attach to a belt. It can attach to anything that you want to just have a little light from time to time.
Uh-huh.
And it has an LED light, so you can activate it, and you can also turn it off just with a press of your thumb.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to give that away in the next segment. So stay tuned for that. I'll give the number out now, and I'll give it out again. But don't call just yet. I'll let you know in the next segment when to call in. But the number to call is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And now there's also a Thanksgiving special that's just for this week, correct?
Yes, right. Well, I was thinking yesterday, what can we do that's special for your listeners, thinking about Thanksgiving coming up and how we're all so thankful to have our pets in our lives, blessing our lives every day. So I thought, in honor of our pets and Thanksgiving, that we are going to offer a $250 discount to anyone who calls and sets up a consultation between now and Thanksgiving. And that is good for 30 days after the consultation. So this is the largest discount that's available on Invisible Fence brand products in this area at this time.
That's great. So they don't have to schedule the consultation itself necessarily before Thanksgiving, but they need to make the call and schedule the appointment before Thanksgiving.
Right, because I was thinking about, you know, schedules being kind of shortened up.
Right.
And that'll give people a little more time
to
meet with a consultant.
Yeah. People are a little busy this week, huh? Well, that's great. $250 discount off the outdoor solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be good for 30 days after the date of the consult. And all you have to do is just set up the consultation.
Right. And it's like, you know, all of our consultants, including myself, we've all worked here for many years. I'm actually the newbie at 10 years, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
So we love what we do. We love helping people. We have fun with our customers. It's absolutely no obligation. Sometimes it's not a good fit for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody who meets with us does learn something and enjoys the visit, whether it's a good fit or not.
Yeah. And that's something that I definitely got from talking with Georgia a few months ago on the show. And then I got to ride around with her and actually sit in on a first train with a, I think he was an 8-month-old pug. And that was just so cool to watch that. But, you know, there are times when it's maybe not the best fit. And what I liked so much to hear was that she said, Invisible Fence is intended to keep the pets in, not to keep the pets away from the family.
Right.
And so, you know, making sure that that the animals were getting their needs met and all that, it was just great.
Yes, that's very, very important.
Yeah. Well, we have Lauren Glickman on the line, and she is the executive director of the Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling in and being on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So now you have four cats, and your cats use Invisible Fence or are trained to the Invisible Fence.
Yes. Yes, so, they are.
So tell me how does that work?
Well, we have a wooden fence in our backyard because we also have two dogs, and that was great. But we found that we always had to make sure the cats didn't dart out. So we talked to Rebecca and figured out that we could put this wire up so that the very few spots, like they could get under the door or over this little spot,
mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have to. So they put their collars on, and they can go outside now. And they don't, when they get close to the fence, just like with dogs, it vibrates, and they don't like that.
Mm.
So now we can leave our door open, and they can come and go as they want, and they don't get out.
Mm. That's great. And I know for cats, too, it's like kind of, you know, you want them to be able to go outside because you know how much they love being outside, but then at the same time, you don't want them getting too far away. You
no.
want to keep them safe.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a lot of people feel like it's either or.
Yeah.
But this actually gives you the best of both.
I did feel like it was either or, actually. I was dead set against letting our cats out. We have one cat that's pretty slow. He's a very plump orange cat. And so he could go out on supervised visits because he didn't move very quickly. He didn't really want to get away, whereas one of our other cats would love to go. And we live on a street that it's not super busy. But, yeah, I was just not going to let the cats out. But now one of our cats doesn't want to go out at all, but,
yeah.
you know, he may change his mind sometime.
Yeah, at least he has the option.
But two of them love going out, and the other one loves to go on the porch. She doesn't really do much else.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Lauren Glickman and find out a little bit more about the Feral Cat Spay-Neuter Project and more about her pets on Invisible Fence. So stay tuned. We're also going to give away that wonderful collar. Is it an LED light, Rebecca?
It's called a spot light.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so it's an LED collar attachment.
Great. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Straight cat strut, I'm a...
Many dogs love to ride in the car, but boy, they can really do a number on the interior with their nails and teeth. Did you know that you can have the interior vinyl and leather dents and tears repaired rather than having to replace an entire section or door? Color Masters Northwest offers leather, vinyl, and velour restoration with the option of on-site repairs and affordability of saving you from having to order a whole new part. You don't have to wait to replace your entire door or console. Just call Color Masters Northwest and have your dog's unsightly handiwork repaired quickly and affordably. Call 425-681-9355 or visit colormastersnw.com to schedule an appointment today. That's 425-681-9355 or online at colormastersnw.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, international authority on pet food and author of Food Pets Die For, Shocking Facts About Pet Food, Ann Martin, will join us. Hear her story of how she discovered the truth about the ingredients that can and still do end up in our animal friends' food. Call in to speak with Ann and win a copy of her book on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Christy.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
This is Kim Ariano. Join me on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock for Walk the Talk with Kim. We will focus on nonprofit and community organizations to strengthen our community through knowledge, leadership, and collaboration. We will challenge our listeners to walk the talk and take action to support the health and growth of our nonprofit community. You will be inspired with stories of triumph and lessons in leadership. So put on your walking shoes, grab your brain, and let's walk the talk with Kim. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m., right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
I slink down the alley, looking for a fight.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. A very appropriate song, Eric. Well done.
Thank you very much. Yeah, a rarity on this show that we
Indeed,
play a song about cats.
It is an exception for sure. But we're back today with Rebecca Murray with Invisible Fence Northwest, as well as Lauren Glickman, who is the executive director of Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So now we were just talking before the break. Lauren, you have four cats and two dogs, and your cats are enjoying the freedom of the backyard. And you are enjoying knowing that they are safe and contained within the backyard and are not going to be jumping over or under your physical wooden fence that you have in place to keep the dogs in.
Yeah.
And you were talking about, now you have a small area in the front as well that's fenced off with the invisible fence?
Yeah, just beyond the stairs, there's... the wire is embedded in the ground so that they can't get out to the front yard because that's where the street is.
Yeah.
But we rarely let them out there. And in fact, after we trained them that the wire was there, they would have that feeling when they went out the front. They don't even try to go out the front anymore. They know the back is where they have access to the outdoors, and they've stopped trying to dart out the front entirely.
Mm. And that's nice because then you don't have... You're not worrying about the cats trying to dart out, even though you know they're not going to be able to go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You just don't have the experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm really curious about the training and your experience with the training of cats to the invisible fence, you know, as compared to dogs. So that, Rebecca, how do they learn differently, or how is it adjusted differently, you know, training dogs to the invisible fence rather than cats?
Well, in fact, the word training, we've sort of eliminated that from our cat vocabulary. Now we call it coaching.
Right.
we're setting it up for the cats to learn it on their own terms, and then we're working with the owner in terms of helping them understand how to help their own cats. So we're coaching them. And in fact, one of Lauren's kitties, it's not very social. I mean, I forget which one that was, Lauren.
Little Sweet?
Yeah, Little Sweet. So Little Sweet sort of, you know, has its some little bed upstairs, and I did meet Little Sweet once, and not too interested in going outside a lot because the dogs are there and kind of afraid of the dogs. So I didn't really have a chance to interact directly with Little Sweet, but I talked to Lauren about, I set up the situation for Little Sweet to learn, and then gave Lauren a few pointers, mm-hmm. and then just left the house. And Little Sweet learned what Little Sweet needed to learn on Little Sweet's own timetable.
Right.
And everybody within, what, a week or so, Lauren?
Yeah.
Understood what they needed to know in the backyard as well.
Yeah. It was really, really interesting. Rebecca came over, and there are these two disc-like things. They look like, you know, small dinner plates, mm-hmm. and they have the electric, I don't know what you call it, Rebecca, but the thing that emanates off of it,
mm-hmm.
that interacts with the collar. And so we put flags around those things so that when the cats saw the flag, they knew that they were going to feel that feeling because it emanated about 2 feet out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would take those and I'd move them around the house so that what they would get, what they saw, is that when I see those flags, I get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So then we did that for about a week, and I got to do it upstairs where Little Sweet is and downstairs, and we have three different floors, so I kept moving it. And the flags were always the thing that stayed consistent. And so when we trained them outside, we put flags all around the perimeter of the yard,
mm.
on the top of the fence, and then in a few areas where they could get under the gate, we put the flags there.
Mm.
And so Lyle, who is deaf, and he's not the brightest kitty, he had to actually go up and feel that feeling with the flags again,
mm-hmm.
whereas our two other kitties, they didn't even need to go near the flags.
Right.
They visibly avoided them.
Yeah.
So they really learned it inside for a good week and a half solid, and then we let them go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked really, really well.
Mm, that's great. And how long have you had, how long has it been since that training occurred?
Rebecca, when did you come over? Maybe 6 months ago?
Yeah, it was in the summer, I remember. June or July.
Mm. Yeah, it was the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And how have you noticed the cats just in their general, you know, general demeanor or behaviors? Have you noticed a difference in them now that they have more freedom?
One of my cats in particular, Mama Cat, who was a former feral, she was very unsocialized, and a neighbor, we lived way out in the country a couple of years ago, and our neighbor abandoned her. She was always, you know, very skittish, so we brought her inside, and now that she's going back outside, she is just, she couldn't be happier, and she's still snuggly, so that's good. But we made a little, we have a garage that has one side in our yard, and we made that into like a little living space. And so now she gets to go back and forth visiting whoever's in the living space there and whoever's in the house. And she's definitely appreciating it the most. And you can tell she's just tickled. She runs around and climbs the trees. And she Aww. Gets to spend a lot more energy now than she was when she was just inside.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Giving, providing her the opportunity to get exercise
yeah.
too, which is
she's
great.
She's also the youngest. So
yeah.
he's got a lot more energy than the rest of them.
Yeah. And tell us about the Feral Cat Spay-Neuter Project.
Let's see. Well, I am the executive director. I started about a year and a half ago. And we provide free spay and neuter for feral and free-roaming cats and low-cost spay and neuter for owned kitties. We've done over 60,000 cats since we started in 1997.
Wow.
Yeah, and our mission is twofold. One is to spay and neuter cats, like, you know, period, the end, as many as we can. And then the other part of our mission is to mentor other organizations and individuals who want to do the same thing.
Mm.
So we receive people all over the state. We've had people from Amsterdam and Egypt and California and New Mexico come to observe what we do and how we do it so they can take it back and do it themselves. We do what's called high-quality, high-volume spay-neuter. So on any given day, we will spay and neuter 50 cats, 40 to 50 cats.
Wow.
And sometimes that's with just one veterinarian. Our veterinarian, Dr. Janet Gray, can do that herself. And we limit it to about 25 females.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a lot of volunteer vets that come in and help. And maybe they want to learn how to do the high quality, high volume, because it's a different technique than a regular spay or neuter.
Okay. Now, how many if you calculate the number of kittens that, if, you know, I don't know if you have these statistics, but like that one feral, you know, intact feral cat female is, you know, likely going to produce how many kittens?
Well, there's a lot of ways to look at it. And, you know, if you go on to Humane Alliance's website, you'll see one thing, or Humane Society of the United States. In general, this is the math I use. A female cat can have about 2 to 3 litters a year, and she may have 3 to 4 cats or kittens each time. So if she has 3 kittens 3 times a year, that's 9 cats per year per one female.
Mm-hmm.
We did 60,000 cats, right?
Wow.
So about 51% of those were female.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take 51%, let's just make it 30, let's make it 50% just for the ease. So 30,000 times 9, that's how many kittens we prevented that year, potentially.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, all of them would not live to reach reproductive age.
Right.
But let's say half of them did, then you can do the math again.
Right.
So it's pretty significant.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And again, you can go to the Invisible Fence Northwest website, which is invisiblefencenw.com. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see the shelter partners, and you can just click on that bar and it'll bring up all of the links, both to NOAA and Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project, as well as other shelter partners too, so you can find out more about their organizations. So let's give away the LED spotlight that you were talking about, Rebecca.
Okay.
So we'll just give that to the first caller who calls in 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. You can also call toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And that is a LED spotlight that you can clip on to your dog or cat's collar, and then you can see them in the nighttime.
Yes. It can either glow like an orb or flash at you, and we're giving away the disco-colored one, so it's going to go through a variety of different colors.
Very cool.
Very cool.
I don't know how that would work with my dachshund, who is, you know, like she's really light, like if a CD reflects on the wall or something, she'd probably have a ball with that.
Well, it was funny because I gave Max and Molly one, and it was right after the days got shorter weekend ago or whenever that was. And so I clicked it, so it went on when I let her out in the morning. It was pitch black. And she was a little disoriented because all of a sudden it's like she had a headlight.
Right.
She wasn't sure where that was coming from.
Yeah.
But she got used to it.
Well, we're giving away one of those for free, so call in 425-373-5527. You don't have to answer any trivia today or anything like that. Just be the first caller, and you will get a LED spotlight that you can clip on your dog or cat's collar so that you can see them better at dusk or at night. The number's 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. So thanks so much, Rebecca, for offering that up to one of our lucky listeners.
Yes, you're very welcome.
So, Lauren, we're going to take a quick break. Just wanted to say thank you, Lauren, for taking the time to come onto the show today and share with us your experiences with your cats.
Oh, well, thanks for letting me.
Yeah, and to tell us a little bit about the Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project, such a great organization. And the website for that is feralcatproject.org. And again, you can get the links to both of these shelters and organizations through Invisible Fence Northwest website, which is invisiblefencenw.com. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
A dreadful bark, some woman yells, hush up. The woman is louder than Peppy is, but Peppy will not shut up.
Peppy, hush.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Let's play 10 questions. What is new at KKNW?
Real estate radio.
What's the show about?
Real estate.
Actually, Val, we focus on buying, selling, owning, and financing residential real estate.
That's right, at the ground level, where most of us live.
Who are you guys?
Well, I'm Rob Gray, a broker for John L. Scott in West Seattle.
And I'm Craig Goble with Cascade Pacific Mortgage.
We're both active real estate professionals, and we're in the trenches every day.
Don't miss Real Estate Radio at its new time, 2 o'clock every Thursday here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
He pounds on the wall with his left foot and jumps on the bed with his right. The woman is screaming at Peppy, and Peppy sounds very uptight.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we are back with Rebecca Murray with Invisible Fence Northwest. Welcome back, Rebecca.
Thank you.
So it was so great to hear Austin and Lauren's stories about their pets and the Invisible Fence solutions and the difference between the cats and the dogs. And I just love that all of the pets have something in common, which is that they have more freedom.
Yes, and they have owners that are crazy about them.
Yes. And I also like that cats are more, you call it coaching rather than training.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is a hands-off process with cats versus, you know, with a dog where we're all over them and interacting with them, playing with them. You know, you can get it's just so different. With a cat, you just sort of set it up correctly from the beginning and then guide them through the coaching process, allowing them to learn it in the way that each of them does. Mm-hmm. It's always so different.
Yeah. Now, Lauren was talking about, she was describing this little disc that looks like a small dinner plate and that was sort of what was working with the collar. Yeah. Will you talk a little bit more about what's actually going on there?
Okay, yes. That is actually one of our portable indoor solutions. So it's a rechargeable, portable. I think it looks like a smoke detector, personally, that's what I call it. And you can... For example, let's say you had a cat or a dog that was getting on a couch or was like Bruce Lee, for example, jumping on the kitchen counters that I witnessed personally and took a picture of that as well. Mm-hmm. I use one of those portable rechargeable devices. They're very small. They're very light. And I put it in one of the kitchen cabinets turned it on, it sends out the same invisible scent signal as what he has in the yard. But the programming of the collar, which is wonderful, I could set that to just a little reminder setting. Because Bruce Lee, to keep any dog off of a couch or out of a kitchen or a dog out of the cat litter box, they just need to know it's there, that it's consistent, and it's just a gentle reminder, like a uh-oh, versus right. We're going to have something different, a different setting when the dog's in the front yard, and there's, like in Bruce Lee's case, because he doesn't get along with other dogs very well, say somebody's walking a dog down the street, he has to know it's a little more serious out there. So we have two different settings set up for him, and the portable one is what we use to keep him out of the kitchen, and people use that in a variety of ways.
Mm-hmm. And it's just so great that you can have different settings for different pets. Some dogs get on the counters, others don't.
Yeah, I mean, we have some households where we're keeping the dog out of the cat's litter box and the cat food. Mm-hmm. We're keeping both cat and dog out of the kitchen, and maybe we're keeping the cat out of the daughter's room who's allergic to the cat or something, and the cat's fine everywhere except for that one bedroom. So yeah. We can do just about anything that anybody has a need for, whether it pertains to both pets or either pet.
Yeah. I know one thing that I don't have cats myself, but I have lived with cats. And I know one thing that was a challenge for me living with cats was like that the cats being on the counters and the top of the fridge and you know, basically they could get pretty much anywhere.
Right.
So and then, you know, walking on the counters just after they had gone into the litter box, it was like, oh no.
I know. That reminds me at the Everett Senior Center, we have three cats on invisible fence there. And we have invisible fence. That's a huge place. It's got to be, I don't know, 8,000 square feet. It's just gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
So to conform with the health department's requirements, we have those portable units to keep them out of the dining room, the kitchen, the nurse's area.
Yeah.
The last, and also to keep them from going out onto Hewitt Avenue, of course.
Right.
But the last call, the last one I added there were two. One was they got a canary, and they had a canary cage up at the front counter.
Oh,
and
boy.
Maybell was very interested in that canary, so we added one there. And then we also got a complaint. There's a little coffee bar in the back, and one of the patrons there heard Maybell scratching in the litter box, and then she jumped up on the counter to see what was going on, and everybody's like, oh, no, I don't like that. So we added a little one there, and she can go up to the bar area, but she just can't jump on top of it.
I thought you were about to tell me that you trained the canary to an invisible fence. You...
Right. A canary was not happy to see a cat paw.
No, I bet. Yeah.
That was a really easy train. You know, once they know it in one place, cats are so skillful. I mean, their brains are wired to understand that same concept elsewhere.
Yeah.
So instantly they know, okay, just to stay away.
Right. Well, Rebecca, thanks so much for setting this up today. It's been wonderful to have you on the show and learn more about Invisible Fence Northwest and all the different solutions that you offer. Again, let's see, until Thanksgiving. So if you call Invisible Fence Northwest before Thanksgiving and schedule an appointment, and the appointment can be scheduled for after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
It just has to be scheduled before Thanksgiving. If you do end up going with an outdoor solution, you get $250 off, which is the biggest coupon that I know I've seen from you guys. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much for offering that. And do people just need to let them know that they heard the interview on the Dog Talk Show or that it's the Dog Talk Show coupon?
Just mention either your name or the Dog Talk Show, and we'll take really good care of them.
Well, that's great. Rebecca, thanks so much for your time. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm sure I'll be talking with you soon.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right. So before we end today's show, I just want to announce a event coming up this Saturday. Again, I've been announcing it over the past few weeks. Darcy and I are hosting a fundraiser to support Prison Pet Partnership Program, a very inspiring local organization out of the Women's Correctional Facility in Purdy, Washington. They train service dogs. The inmates train service dogs for people with disabilities and then actually give them the service dogs for free. It's a win-win-win situation because they take dogs from shelters or dogs that need homes, take them into the program, train them to be service dogs. The women offenders actually get to learn about dog training, acquire some job skills to set them up for success once they leave, and then they're also providing free dogs to people with disabilities who need them. And we're hosting a fundraiser this Saturday at Hot Flash Dances. It's Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m., and it's at Neighbors. And this one, sorry, Eric, is women only. So it's a women's dance, and it's a really fun time. It's great music, really mellow dance night, and it's for more mature women. So it's not like it's not all young girls.
So no immature boys.
No.
So you're really just making sure I can't come.
Yeah. So that's this Saturday at Neighbors, 6 to 10. We're going to have a table set up with a bunch of really awesome raffle baskets. We're going to be raising money. And Grace Van Dyke, the director of training, will be there as well. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.